This is Module 23, Your Self-Expression Potential and the Choice to Struggle. Florence begins Chapter 9 discussing perfect self-expression. She talks about how we each have a place that we fill, that no one else can fill, because it's ours alone. This place can be in business, your business, or working for someone else. Or your place may not receive monetary compensation. The place may be as a volunteer or a homemaker and parent. It's a place that's perfect for you. So, what do you want to be when you grow up? Has your passion revealed itself to you? Well, when I was growing up, I wanted to design clothes or jewelry or be the CEO of a company. Well, I'm a CEO, all right. Being a metaphysical teacher was not on my radar. But here I am, and I love teaching and helping others. But I'm human too, and in the beginning, I had a deep-seated fear about the responsibility. I remember when I realized that I had to face that fear and accept it for the illusion that it was, so I could step to the plate to create and deliver programs and classes and hold that safe space for others to step into their brilliance and discover the limitless possibility that they are. My guides showed me that by my fulfilling my potential, the lives of others would be easier. And this is the case for you too. When you and I fulfill our potential, the lives of others are supported and made easier. Not to mention that we get to be happy. So fulfilling that potential isn't as scary as it sounds. Our potential is simply this: to live the joy-filled life we came here to live. A life based in the energy of love or above. And let's face it, if we're working at a job that we hate, we are not vibrating in love energy, are we? My angel showed me that if I didn't step to the plate, there would be people who wouldn't receive what I have to share. And without my holding the space for them, their lives would miss an opportunity to ascend and expand and evolve. Now, I share this with you simply as information for those of you who are feeling guided to provide services to others, but you're hesitating. Because those of you who are in this program, you are a way shower of the light, a leader in some way, your way. And you've been divinely guided to be here to receive the wisdom to step to the plate and truly fulfill your potential this lifetime. I'm reminded of the first day the Game of Life Mastery Program started. I had a conversation with Florence's spiritual energy, and one of the things she told me was this: the teachings of God through me of the early 1900s were a footprint in time that expanded through decades, through copies of my books, word of mouth, and now your virtual internet. It's time for my students to be the beacon of light that you are, to live the life of joy that's yours by divine right, and illuminate the pathway for others who wish to no longer be afraid. Know that you each have a team of angelic beings, messengers of God, who support you in all things. Ask through the light of your heart, and it shall be. I hold the light of energy of love for you. And Florence was right. You are a beacon of light, and whatever brings your heart joy is already yours. If you're feeling guided to offer a service of some kind, look deeper at what you're being guided to do. It may be time to step to the plate and set the wheels into motion to bring that feeling, that energy of excitement and joy and love to fruition. If you're already offering a service, it may be time to expand your business in a way that may feel outside your comfort zone, but you know within your heart that you need to do it. Or maybe it's time to do more in your job or look for a better job. Know that you can, and you're fully supported by the universe to do it. Your perfect self-expression is of divine design. It's the energetic space of love that you hold, no matter who you are or what it is you're doing in this moment, no matter what your life looks like right now. What you're guided to do from deep within is important. And if you ignore the calls, you won't fulfill your true potential and experience all the joy that's here for you. Plus, those who are looking for you, looking for what you have to offer, won't find you. If you're working for someone else, perhaps the space you're to fill is critical to the company and/or your fellow employees. Do you feel fulfilled in what you're doing? Perhaps you're already experiencing what makes your heart sing with joy. Or do you feel there's something more for you? Something that truly makes your heart sing with joy when you wake up in the morning. So in this moment, take a really deep breath, close your eyes, and ask your heart, what is it that I'm to do that will fulfill my potential and bring me the greatest happiness? I'll just say that again. What is it that I'm to do that will fulfill my potential and bring me the greatest happiness? Write down on your worksheet what pops in your head. And if you don't see what makes your heart sing with joy, what that looks like, don't worry. If all you feel is an energy, make note of the energy. What does it feel like? The first time I asked years ago, I got nothing, not even an energy, because I was so lost in the physical world's fear. But I kept my heart open, healing the painful wounds and negative beliefs as they were revealed, and with each healing, more of my path was unveiled. I listened, watched, and followed the knowing within and was led here, presenting another exciting program. So set your intention now to be open to whatever's revealed to you and demand a lead, as Florence calls signs. Demand a sign to show you that you're on the right path, and ask them to show you what your next action step is. So now I want to talk about struggling. When I was in my 20s, I made struggling an art form. Oh, man. So Florence also addresses in this chapter that human need to struggle. And struggling is a human need because there's no struggle in the love vibration of existence. There is no struggle when we live from the highest vibration of love that we can achieve while in a human body. No struggle there. As children, we dreamed without limits. And when we dreamed, we saw ourselves experiencing things that just lit us up with happiness. We imagined ourselves being, doing, and having experiences that made our heart sing with joy. And then we grew up, and many of us stopped dreaming. So I want to address visioning and the imagination. I'll never forget when I was working so hard to experience communicating with the angelic beings, to identify and distinguish between my own mind chatter and messages from my angels. I had a conversation with a friend about the imagination, and I asked, are the messages I'm getting my imagination? and she asked me, "What is imagination?" Well, the World English Dictionary defines imagination as the faculty or action of producing ideas, mental creative ability, the faculty of forming mental images or concepts of what is not actually present to the senses. Mathematics, literature, music, and science began with an idea that was formulated in the imagination. I believe our imagination is the energy of our higher self, our access to the limitless possibility of creation energy within us. And at times that energy can be of fear, and we choose to limit ourselves in what we can be, do, or have. It's up to us to distinguish between energy of love or above, or energy of less than love, and decide what energy we're going to experience as our reality. Now, we've learned that the energy behind our words, thoughts, and actions, the vibration of our very being, defines what manifests as our reality. So let's look at that for a moment. If when we were children, we had taken that information that comes in through our imaging faculty, if we had taken that in as something that's possible, with a firm belief that, "I can do this," instead of listening to someone else saying, "You can't do that," where would we be today if we knew that what we were dreaming of really was possible? Where would we be, and what would we be doing? As adults, we take on responsibilities to the point that we may suffocate under the weight of them. We take on the teachings of the physical world that we must struggle to live. Remember that phrase, "If it were simple, everyone would do it"? That was one of my dad's favorite expression. And now that he's a resident of the angelic realm, his favorite thing to say to me is, "You have no idea how powerful you are." Well, now we know that we have a choice as to what our vibration is, and we can use our power anytime we want. It's as simple as consciously choosing. Now, throughout this program, you've been perfecting your container of love, a container with no boundaries and no end, a container of safety where you're held in the palm of God, a container that connects you to the limitlessness of possibility in all its forms, a container that holds what can be compared to nuclear power to create from within you your version of heaven on earth, in whatever form that is for you. From this safe space of expansion, you engage with the higher vibration of the creator of all that is to access the vision of being, the energy of receiving what makes your heart sing with joy. And it's from this peaceful, balanced place that you are the beacon of light Florence spoke to me about, to attract to you all that your heart desires, all that's yours by divine right. You are a beacon of light to the job that's yours. You are a beacon of light to the clients who are looking for you. You're a beacon of light to the relationships that bring you joy. You're a beacon of light to the home your heart desires that needs your energy. Now, homes are more than structures. Homes are energy too. Wood and steel and stone and glass made up of energy. The soil of Mother Earth beneath the structure is also energy. You are where you are because of the energy you hold for the soils of Mother Earth beneath your feet. You hold value that far surpasses the teachings of our physical world. You hold value far beyond your human ability to comprehend. You are valuable. You are an essential, important essence of light that holds the space for truth, for love, for ascension to a higher state of being. The desires of your heart manifesting as your reality brings you joy, and that joy ascends not only your energy, but that of Mother Earth beneath your feet, as well as the energy of those around you. This time of ascension to the higher vibration of love energy fully supports you getting what you want, getting what makes your heart sing with joy. That's why this time is so exciting. We have this incredible power to create miraculous experiences. And we've longed for this, and now here it is. And we keep trying to make it hard. But it's simple. Allow yourself to be as a child, visioning yourself having exactly what you want, doing exactly what you want, being exactly what you want. How awesome would it be to work for someone who values you and your service, who pays you magnificently well, who provides excellent benefits, and you love the job? How awesome would it be to have your own business doing what you love, providing an extraordinary service or products with wonderful clients who happily and easily pay your fees? How awesome would it be to live in the house or apartment that you absolutely love in a marvelous area with wonderful neighbors? How awesome would it be to feel the joy of optimal health? How awesome would it be to have loving relationships? You deserve perfect self-expression. You deserve a square of life that makes your heart sing with joy. Now, I've created a guided journey to support you to connect with your higher self and discern more clearly what makes your heart sing with joy. You may or may not get a clear vision of what that looks like, but you will access the energy of what it feels like. So this completes Module 23. Please go to the Perfect Self-Expression Guided Journey and then go to the worksheet.